from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
One last corner between the gold medal and Kristen Faulkner. Got to get around there safely. And then it's only about 50 meters to the finish line for Kristen Faulkner. Almost there. A glorious ride for the gold medal for the American.
Kristen Faulkner from the small town of Homer, Alaska. Making the turn across the Seine. She is the genuine article. And Kristen Faulkner in the shadow of the Eiffel Tower with a landmark U.S. gold medal in the women's road race.
USA. All right, so we're watching a medal ceremony right now. I won't tell you what it is, but if you've wondered, hey, what's in the box that they get?
This is for gymnastics. They're handing them out right
now. Same box Scottie Scheffler got handed. You get a medal, put around your neck, and then you have this long cardboard box that almost looks like a pylon. Like a cardboard-colored pylon. Here's your pylon. What's in the box? The answer is a poster.
No.
Yes.
Come on.
What's in the box? Gold, silver, and bronze medalists can skip the trip to the gift shop when the winners take the podium. They're handed a long, thin package containing the official Paris Olympics poster. They also get special stuffed Olympic fridges with their corresponding medal. That's the bird that's the mascot of the Olympics.
Fridges?
P-H-R-Y. Oh. Fridges? You tell me.
They don't get a fridge.
Well, that's the little mascot.
Right. Yeah.
The little red.
Okay. A little stuffy. So that
You're
that,
telling me that's a poster in there?
I'm telling you, that is a poster.
Are you kidding?
No.
Wait, so if you won multiple medals, you have probably
lots
like
of posters.
Seven posters.
Yeah. I mean, even like the kids at the World Juniors get like a watch, don't they? Every year when they get like player of the game or whatever, and these they get a poster?
Joe, it's the
Come on.
It's the official poster.
The official poster.
None of these knockoff posters.
We got billions of dollars being tossed around in media rights for these things, and we can't get these guys a watch or anything. How about a car? They got to have sponsors, right? You can't do a car per gold medalist. Would that be crazy?
Is it the same poster you can just buy at the gift shop? Because if so, then that is kind of weird.
It is very strange. It better be something that you can't get anywhere else.
Here's a keychain with your name on it.
What would you do? Would you put it up in your trophy room?
You know what?
Your poster that you got at the Olympics?
All right, here's where they're thinking ahead. You're going to take this medal home. You're going to frame it. You're going to put it on display. Here's a perfect backdrop, the official poster of the Olympics. Make this as the mat on the board with the frame, and it's Paris, and there's your medal in front of it. Now, Now it's an element of a thing.
That's why it's got to be a step up from the one in the gift shop, though, because I feel like the one in the gift shop is just like a poster.
Right, but those people won't have the gold medal.
Well, no, but I mean,
I already got the gold medal, though, if I won the gold medal.
Like, yeah. The gift shop poster, the poster gift shop ones probably are like, it's just like a low quality poster, whereas these ones should be super nice, like cardstock and like.
Yeah.
Well, it can't be. It's rolled up, so it can't be cardstock, right?
They just took a picture. The picture of the three on the podium. They're all holding up their gold medals with one hand, and then the other hand they have
the poster,
the box with the poster, and the poster is showing. And like, think of some of the historic, you know, pictures throughout time of the Olympics. Jesse Owens standing up on the platform in is that in Nazi Germany, like in the 30s? That picture of him standing on the gold. In 50 years, people are going to be looking back on these Olympics and looking at the photo and like, oh, what's that in their hand there? Oh, it's a poster. They're handing out it just seems all like right. We're cheapening it.
Hold on.
Bit.
A little more on this. It's a poster designed by a French artist. One athlete said, this is an Australian canoeer. Usually we get the mascot or flowers. This time it's a little bit more unique. The poster also comes with gold details on it, gold, silver, or bronze, depending on the medal you win. So your poster is a corresponding poster. It matches with the medal you win. So you have a poster maybe that's silver embossed, bronze, gold. So there you go. There's a little bit more on that.
All right.
One woman posted it to her TikTok. You're going to have to check that out for me because I don't have TikTok still. Not that I'm against it, but I just don't have it. All right. Actually, I'm watching a video right now. This poster. I'm going to judge this poster and let you know if it's good.
Okay.
All right. You want to look at it together? The Australian canoeer.
Sure.
It is very much that's a poster.
That's just a poster.
It's a poster.
That is just a poster. That is a poster I would expect to find in the gift shop.
That, you know what? Yeah. Here's what kind of poster that is. It's the kind where, of course, it's rolled up. And if you accidentally bump it too hard, then it's got a crease down the whole side of it, which you've absolutely done with every rolled-up poster you've ever had.
Yes.
We have rolled-up things in our house that we should get that framed someday. And then a person bumps into it the wrong way, and it's just ruined.
The bus ride home from every book fair where you bought a poster as a kid
yes.
was you have to be so precise.
Nobody touch it. Nobody fray the edges. One bump, and that poster is toast. Anyway,
so strange.
803-0550. So the Bills will be back to it today at St. John Fisher. We are back there on Wednesday. Wednesday, Thursday, that wraps it up, and then back here for the Bills and Bears.
I feel like I'm having a tough time with the constant Keon Coleman love affair across social media the past couple of days. Isn't this... I actually, we could probably even find the audio. I feel like it's going exactly how I predicted it would go. That he's going to be completely as advertised. He's going to make a highlight reel catch every practice, and it really doesn't even matter what he does the rest of practice. If he makes one highlight reel catch in a practice, the Bills social media team will, of course, put it out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
There because they're looking for stuff to put out, right? They're looking for content every day. And Coleman is providing that. But does it automatically mean he's having like a great camp? Because he's our viral catch counter. Like, where are we at views-wise? His catches across the NFL social media landscape versus any other Bill. Like, he's going to be probably across most football fans' social media pages once in a while. And does that, you might think because of that, oh, he's having an amazing training camp. Does that mean he is, though?
Not necessarily. I think what you have to do is take all of training camp highlights with a grain of salt. I watched yesterday, I like doing this, pointing out what other teams' camp stories are.
Yeah.
I watched yesterday as a Vikings account tweeted out that McCarthy is unbelievable and drawing up shades of Mahomes. JJ McCarthy, folks.
Yeah.
It looks like Mahomes out there.
Yesterday, just as an exercise, I Googled just the words, having a strong camp.
Oh, boy.
And you know who the first name that came up was? Zach Wilson. In Denver, having a strong camp, Zach Wilson was the number one name that came up. But you could, I mean, there were, I could go five pages deep on Google finding recent stories in different camps.
Right. I read that the Broncos front seven looks incredible. Okay, great. I'm sure it does. It's camp season. Everybody looks great.
Camp season.
Everybody. You know what's one of the things that's...
Except for Treylon Burks, I read yesterday.
It also comes down to which practice you saw. If you went to the Bills blue and red, you saw Curtis Samuel drop some passes. And he's not done that in training camp.
I haven't seen him do it one time at Fisher.
He had a bad day that day.
Right.
And it's how it goes with reps, right? You're going to have 50 reps. In one practice, Keon Coleman's going to have 30 reps, 50 reps, 70 reps of balls thrown to him. And one highlight reel catch is going to stand out, and one drop might stand out. But, you know, this is the way that it works. This highlight reel catch he made yesterday.
Yeah.
So Allen rolls out and points Coleman to kind of cut back. He's on Christian Benford. It's an extended play, and Allen finds him for a touchdown. If we're talking about what kind of player Coleman's going to be, this is the part where I feel like that's the easy thing for him. Extended plays, finding a spot, getting open, and being Allen's catch target, catch radius guy. That job is open, and I absolutely expect him to be the guy for that job. I'm not comparing him to Gabe Davis. But for a while, I mean, Davis was that too. Davis was, he's getting the ball on plays that take longer because he's not going to go open in short areas.
Right.
He's going to be
take him a little longer.
He's going to be over the top. Or think about Gabe Davis. You might not remember this one specifically, but he scored a long touchdown against the Chargers. Davis did. How did he do it? Allen ran around for a while, and Davis, who was being covered by a linebacker, took off up the field, and Allen threw him a touchdown. And that's the kind of play where, well, you're a receiver being covered by a linebacker for 7 seconds.
Yeah, you better get open.
If you're not open, you're not in the league.
Yeah.
But whatever, like make the play when it's there to be made. So for Coleman, when I see the catches that I'm seeing him make, which a lot of it is sideline stuff, end zone stuff, and on this play...
Yeah.
This is a catch that Dawson Knox has made for the Bills. Where
that reminded me of the catch he made against the Patriots in the playoff game.
100%. That's the one. Yeah. We've seen that happen multiple times where Allen's rolling. And I think that one of the Patriots, he threw to Dawson Knox, who went up and got it. And Allen got knocked out of bounds and didn't even know where the ball went.
Allen said even after he was throwing the ball away.
And Dawson Knox pulled it in and scored.
Yep.
So, okay. Like Keon Coleman making those plays... That does not surprise me at all. That is 100%. For me, the baseline of what I expected out of him is he will be the extended play and red zone guy.
Sure. Who's the best player in the league that makes a living off that, though? How good can you be if that's the majority of what you do?
Cortland Sutton last year. No, I don't know. That's probably not right.
No, that might not be terrible. Like, isn't that kind of what he is, though?
Well, you're talking about a guy...
Pickens is a name that comes out. But Pickens is a very different... The man versus zone stuff, him and Coleman, could not be more polar opposite.
It's the opposite. Pickens is a
separator. The only real similarity is they'll go up and they'll pluck the ball out of the air and they'll fight somebody that they're covered by.
Yep.
And that's one common trend, I think, of Coleman to me, is like, this is going to be him. He'll have a highlight reel at the end of this regular season, I bet. That's going to be pretty good. And I bet he's going to be covered on every single play on that highlight reel. So to me, like, I feel like the less highlights you have as a receiver in these training camps and preseasons, you know, like, that can almost be a good thing. Because that to me means you're making an easy pitch and catch with your quarterback because you got open against your corner. Like, the more, holy cow, look at the sick jump ball catch this guy made. Like, to me, the more of those there are, depending on what you're doing, like, some of these are red zone, right? Like, maybe that one from yesterday was a red zone drill.
It was in the end zone.
Okay, so, like, that's different. Like, you're not going to get 5 yards of separation in an area like that. But to me, like, I don't want Coleman to constantly be a guy that's on every highlight reel once a week because he made a sick catch. I want him to be open and not have to make tough catches. But I'm, you know, that might never be him.
Right, depends on the role that you're going for with him. Like, Curtis Samuel might be the guy that doesn't make a lot of highlight reel catches, but makes a lot of catches. I mean,
right.
Think about Diggs' career.
What was Cole Beasley caught? Probably, what, 250 passes?
Right, was the most, what was the most impressive catch he made?
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
I'm sure he made a couple of really nice ones. Right, he was the easy button guy. Yeah. And you think about Diggs' career. Diggs, did he make incredibly elite catches? Sometimes diving catches, but a lot of it was just getting the job done. So we'll see about Coleman. That highlight, of course, a big one. It was just vintage Allen. Rolling right.
Oh, man.
Throwing back left.
It was a laser, too. That was maybe the most impressive part of it was Coleman, a couple times at camp, he's caught some of these passes that are traveling 95 miles per hour.
Yeah, and they like bend him back like he's in the Matrix.
Yeah, yep.
803-0550, more on the Bills, of course, as we continue. Sal's going to recap yesterday's practice for us and give us the plan for the week. We start to get into who's going to play on Saturday against the Chicago Bears when the Bills open their preseason. Jeremy and Joe, the Olympics underway, watching the balance beam finals right now, and happy Monday. Get ready, prepare, bring rain gear if you need it. You can join us on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.